Hey everyone, it's Melissa Rowe. It's a beautiful Saturday evening. Today is December 12th. Fun times. Well, tonight I have an interesting, this is going to be probably a two-part boo because, or boom. I'm still saying audio boo these days. But, and we're going to talk about poetry. I'm going to share a fun poem, and I'm probably going to be reading this out loud in class for our final exam in the creative writing course. We have to present either a story or a poem, whatever we worked on during the course of this semester. We have to present one of those works, one of the works that we did in that class, not in other times, and you can revise it if you want. Now we wrote different types of poetry, and we could practice free verse, we could practice rhyme, we could practice whatever. All of my poems had, and all of my writings, let's just say, have always had emotions attached to them. Poem, everything I put together has some, I mean, obviously we all have a focus for a reason why we write something. And so we do it, but I tend to be highly emotional in my writing because I guess it's just more sensitive, and I'm just sensitive to people's emotions and thoughts and feelings. When you use imagery, just so many emotions, I think that's why when you read a poem, that even if it has the most beautiful images in your mind, or in, even if it creates something very special, that's why people are so moved by, you know, music, by poems, by anything that they read. Because of the emotionality, the beauty of emotions, and that's what helps you feel connected to the person that's writing it. So on Monday, we have our final exam, and we had to pick a piece of work, and we get about 5 minutes or so to not only present this work, but to get some feedback from your classmates. So I was thinking, how in the world, what am I going to do? What am I going to do for my thing? I was thinking, well, personally, I prefer to read out loud in Braille because I don't like to read with my computer jabbering in the background. Unfortunately, for this audio boo, you're going to hear my computer jabber in the background. But I'm probably going to be brailing this poem out so I could read it in class. I just find it better when I actually read it physically, have it, as tangible evidence in front of me and just read it versus having to listen to the computer go blah, 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 you know. So the poem that I picked, we had to write different types of poetry. And one of the poems we had to pick, it had to be in the shape of something. Now, as we all know, I'm not very artistic visually. So what I did is, they had a poem in the anthology, and it was supposed to be, the poem, I believe, was called New Shoes and an Old Flame. And supposedly the poem is written in the shape of a high-heeled shoe. So we had to create a poem that was in the shape of something. So what I did, instead of focusing on, well, I can't see shapes, I decided, well, I'm going to focus on a particular shape and just write a poem about that shape. And that's what I went with. So this is kind of a fun poem, but there's definitely a lot of meanings to it. So if you think of it, it's a meaningless shape. It's a word we hear of every day, but it has so much attached to it. So the poem is entitled Life in a Box. They come in many shapes and sizes. They're full of gifts and fun surprises. They can hold photos or magazines. Well, they can hold just about anything. There are boxes all around. Some are colorful and some play sound. Do we really live life in a box? Some are made of cardboard or plastic. There's wooden ones and metal ones. How fantastic! Some boxes move and some stand still. Some are empty and some are filled. Must we be weary of the box? Think outside the box, they say, but do not throw your box away. Put a lid on the feelings you keep inside. So do we use our box to hide? Keep them opened or keep them closed. Must we stay hidden or be exposed? Can we ever escape our life in a box? Can we ever escape our life in a box? So, when you think about it, first of all, I wrote this poem kind of to celebrate the meaning of life, the beauty of life, so much wildlife, so much just teeming around us. The meaning of life, period. Humans, everybody comes in, you know, shapes and sizes. Everybody comes in different personalities. It's so beautiful to see the diversity of this planet. And so focusing on boxes, underneath your Christmas tree, you've probably got tons of boxes. Maybe not now, maybe only a few boxes. But the point is you've got gifts, you've got boxes wrapped up in paper, and they're of many shapes and sizes. You've got the beauty of life, such wonderful personalities all around you. And that's why we are describing boxes that move and boxes that play sound and boxes that are colorful. So the many characters we run into in life, it's amazing to appreciate the diversity of this planet. It's the beauty of it, of this diversity. Also, the emotionality of a box. And in the line where it says, think outside the box, they say, but do not throw your box away. Really, what is interesting to me, I don't know if anybody, I mean, I'd like to hear some other opinions about that. What does that mean to you? I know for me, when I looked at it, obviously there's so much negativity surrounding if somebody feels like they're trapped in a box, but yet they tell you to think outside the box. That's great. But we also have to remember that we're only human. Everybody has a boundary. And if we go far beyond that boundary, it might destroy us. There are, you know, they always say the sky is the limit. But as a human, we all have our strengths and weaknesses, our talents, and our limitations. There are just things we cannot do, and there are things we cannot do right now. But in the future, we can work towards that. And, you know, is our box open or closed? Are we very private in our lives? Do we share? What kind of box? What would your box be shaped like? What's the shape of your box? Describe your box to me. Is it open? Are you well-rounded? What kind of box are you? So describe your box to me. I'd like to know what kind of box you are. I think that'd be very beautiful. It'd be a perfect topic. And nobody make fun of each other's boxes. I believe everybody's beautiful in their own way. Each box has a wonderful surprise. You know, some people prefer to be private. They prefer to be a closed box. Only some people can pry open the lid. For other people, it's completely open. 10 seconds. Pause recording. I don't know. Describe your box to me and tell me what you think of the poem. Thank you guys so much for listening, and have a good night. Bye-bye.